Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar first thing daily before doing other things. Then rebroadcast it to all on your contact after listening. Then join us on our prayer hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. Welcome also to Thursday, the 14th day in May, as usual. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. According to Exodus chapter 12, verse 6, Passover was on the 14th day, the day God delivered the Jews from their 430 years bondage in Egypt. It was on day 14, he drove the Red Sea backward for them to walk on dry land. So day 14 today, it's your own day of deliverance as well. From bondage, say amen. Freedom from oppression, say amen. Escape from destruction and divine preservation, say another amen. I receive them all. They made a sacrifice that night. So it was redemption through sacrifice. I'm going to call on all our listeners, if you can, to make a sacrifice of day 14 before we close today. Now, I want us to pray. I want you to pray for yourself before I make further declarations on you. In which area of life do you desire divine intervention of God? Where and what do you desire God to touch, to change, and give you a turnaround about? Now, quietly, where you are, start mentioning such areas to God. Pray like this: Oh Lord, my God, I desire your divine intervention in this, and this. Describe the miracle you want. Oh, maybe for your son, your daughter, your spouse, business, platform, network, ministry, NGO, healing, marriage, papers, payment, approval. Go on. Mention them. Numbers 14:28. He said, that which I hear you say in my ears, that will I do. Say something of concern for God to hear. He will do it. He heard blind Bartimaeus cry and open his eyes. He felt the woman with the issue of blood touch and he healed her. He saw Zacchaeus on sycamore tree and went with him to his house. He will hear you. God will hear you. He will touch you. He will heal you. He will turn things around for you. This is the 14th day, Passover day, deliverance day, freedom from oppression day. Are you praying? Please pray. Express yourself and your concern to God. He will touch you. Now, let me pray. Your expression will soon become your testimonies. Your prayers have gone up to God. Your miracles are coming down. I say, be healed, be delivered, be set free in the name of Jesus. Say, amen, I receive it. Yes, it is done. Start exercising your faith. Testimonies will follow. Let's see how many issues time will allow us to treat today again. Please listen attentively and apply by faith. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy, and my TPGM members. Concerning the woman who asked about the Menofix supplement, I took it late last year. It gave me some measure of respite before I discontinued with it. Wow. Thank you for that information. Next. Good morning, Daddy. God bless you for your goodly counsel always. Sir, I am not happy in my marriage. I am married to an avoidant man who does not have time for me and does not communicate or show affection. Presently, he has stopped attending church and dismisses my concerns, saying, you are complaining too much. I have prayed and fasted, but he's not changing. Wow, marriage issues here again today. While I feel for you going through this, many of you, my daughters, make me to keep repeating myself on some subject. This man did not just become like this overnight. This was him before you said, I do to him in marriage. That was the time you ought to have solved the problem. How? To avoid him and shut him out. Don't marry him. The best solution to marital problem is to marry the right person. Somebody is saying, how do I know the right person for marriage? Profile is character or her character. Profile is conviction and connection and the fear of God. He does not care. He does not show affection. Does not communicate. Dismisses my concern. Stop going to church. All these things were in this man. You probably lack the good teachings on marriage. You did not read books, good books on marriage, or of your, and certainly you did not have a mentor. I am not blaming you, but using your case to teach others. Marriages that will be hostile and problematic later. The signals and the signs will have been there ab initio from the word go. What to do in your case? Well, since the deed has been done, is patience. Prayers. More prayers. Warfare prayers as we have taught it. Trusting God to touch him for divine intervention. If it's not threatening your life or put your life in danger, then have patience. Next. Good morning, my father in the Lord. Sir, I packed into my new apartment and discovered road slips all over the house with the crosses detached, and I gathered all and placed them outside because I am made to understand that road slip without cross is being used by cultist boys. What's your advice for me, sir? Wow. If you are moving to an apartment, the normal thing ought to be the apartment renovated, painted, since a tenant just packed out of the place. If that was not done, then do the renovation yourself and negotiate that with the owner of the house or the agent. All the rosaries and crosses and what have you will have been packed out, packed off, and the house painted new. As a child of God, you should pray, anoint, and dedicate any apartment you are packing into. With that done, no fear. Move on with your life. Next. Good morning, Daddy. Sometimes when I want to pray, my words fail me. I may forget some things, mix up my words, and not know how to express myself properly in prayers. Because of that, I decided to use ChatGPT to help me arrange my thoughts. I explained my prayer requests, Thanksgiving thought, and the things I want to talk to God about, and ChatGPT helps me put them into a morning prayers that I can read out on my own, in my own word. I want to ask if this is okay and acceptable before God, since the prayer is still based on my personal thought and desires, but I am reading it from what was written for me. I will really appreciate your guidance on this for me, Daddy. Wow. While the modern IT AI breakthrough is commendable and helpful, we need to be careful. We need to know where to draw the line so that we do not shut out the work and the relationship of the Holy Ghost in our life. The Holy Ghost is given to us by God to guide, to teach, to help us in our prayers. If not, our prayers will become so artificial, so mechanical and carnal. ChatGPT or Google ETC must never take the place of the Holy Spirit inspiration, relationship and guidance. Gadget and robots can never operate like God. To Google and ChatGPT to locate scripture is all right. Find the meaning to word is all right. But to arrange our prayers for us, no, 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 no. I disagree. Romans 8:26. Everyone should read Romans 8:26. One of the duties of the Holy Spirit is to help us in our prayers with groanings that cannot be uttered. My take is, grow your relationship with the Holy Spirit. He's the one to organize our thoughts and give us utterance in prayers. And it must not, that place must not be taken by ChatGPT or Google. Listeners, I want you to make comment on this. If you have any comment to make, please send it to us. We will read it. We are all learning. Right? Rebroadcast it to all of your contact. Do so today. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day, every Thursday, in two services, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service, in all our centers around the nation. Lagos, Ikeja, Ibadan, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Uyo, Akure, Mararaba, and Port Harcourt. Attend the one that is most convenient to you. anointing oil for the month of May, an anointed mantle shall be given out free. Yes, it shall be live stream. So join us from wherever you are, all over the world. Be faithful to God in your tithing. Pay your tithe, personal and corporate tithing. Never, never compromise tithing. Then battle, thanksgiving, partnership, commitment, seed. And the seed of 5555, we are sowing this fifth month of the year. They are working wonders. Please engage them. I mentioned day 14, special sacrificial seed. Day 14, Passover day. Deliverance from captivity day. Complete victory day. Day 14 was the day God took the children of Israel out of the land of bondage. They made the sacrifice that night. Let's do day 14 sacrifice. If it will not stress you, if it will stress you, please don't do it. If you don't believe in it, please don't do it. God does not tie the answer to our prayers to sacrificial seed. But when we make sacrifice, heavens move. God cannot see our sacrifice and heaven not be moved. So seed, day 14 seed is 1,400 naira only. 1,400 only. Do it only if your faith connect to it, if it will not stress you, if you believe in it. And let's see the kind of deliverance, the kind of release, the kind of open door. Let's see what we follow. We do these things by faith. We sow them into the kingdom, and the power of God takes over. I prophesy to everyone who has faith doing that today, you will see miracles, open doors, deliverances, turn around, tied to that obedience and sacrifice. God bless every one of us as we move ahead today. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. Prayer TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.